read out these sentences for me.
One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of the train tickets is $20, while the bus ticket is only $11.
So, for example, if I say the price of a train ticket is $5, right? You should say...
No,
right.
The price of the train is $20.
Right, something like that. So, complete sense.
Okay.
So, can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, we can take the bus to New York City.
Perfect. What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of the bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, the bus ticket of the price of the bus ticket is $11.
Something like that.
Okay. Some English learners may find it hard to understand the difference between cardinal and ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as the four in four apples, when you talk about the dates and the orders of things. We use ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have a suffix, usually th after the number. For example, ordinal number is the fourth of July.
So okay. When we want to count something, should we use cardinal or ordinal numbers?
When you count something, we use cardinal numbers.
Perfect. Fourth is a cardinal number, right?
No, fourth is an ordinal number.
Perfect.
New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighbors. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, we can go Soho for shopping.
What can you watch in the West Village?
I can watch foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, we can't watch the Hollywood movies in the West Village.
You can. So what would be the correct answer? So we can watch foreign movies in the West Village, but we can.
Okay, so we can watch the foreign movies
perfect.
In the West Village.
Much.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is Highline Park, which was built on old train line 30 feet above the street level. The park continues for almost 2 miles above the 11th Avenue.
So is the Highline Park above street level?
Yes, the Highline Park is above the street level.
And the Highline Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the Highline Park is above 11th Avenue.
Yes.
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cluster is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take subway there. It is part of Metropolitan Museum and has beautiful garden too.
So the Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloister is a part of Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan,
right? No, the Cloisters is located in the northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of the North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of the South America. The highest peak in American continents located in Andes.
So the American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes. American continent consists of North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains are located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and the two-way uses yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the another lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
So a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes.
Complete sense.
Yes, the solid line indicates that the car cannot cross the other line.
Thank you. And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, the two-way roads use the yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from the urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas have fewer job opportunities, and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
So, is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Can you repeat?
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural
Yes, the
areas?
wildlife is more frequently found in the rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, the agriculture is the source of income in rural areas.